This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A fire in a COVID-19 hospital ward in Western India has killed 18 patients early Saturday as the country grapples with the worst outbreak yet and steps up a vaccination drive for all its adults, even though some states say that they do not have enough jabs. India on Saturday set another daily global record with nearly 402,000 new cases, taking its tally to more than 19.1 million. Another 3,500 people died within 24 hours. Experts believe those figures are an undercount. India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. on Friday. A U.S. Air Force aircraft landed near the capital, near New Delhi, carrying pallets labeled U.S. aid that included oxygen cylinders. The State Department said that the U.S. would send more than $100 million worth of supplies to help India combat a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The surge has led to a public health crisis there, forcing the government to seek oxygen, medicines, and other essentials from countries around the world. And it does come as the Biden administration announced new travel restrictions for India due to the COVID-19 surge it's experiencing. The U.S. federal government is extending the requirement that travelers wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses. The rule was set to expire May 11th, but the Transportation Security Administration said that it will extend the requirement through September 13th. Children under two and people with certain disabilities are exempted. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration says it will continue its zero-tolerance policy against disruptive airline passengers. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.